It's easy to forget that our favorite artists aren't going to be around forever. Thanks to a suggestion by Rose Thau, we've assembled a collection of musicians who will all be over 80 this year. Treasure them while they are still around. And let's start with the old man of the group. Willie Nelson will be 91 on April 29th. His discography includes 74 solo studio albums. He has recorded 25 number one songs on the Billboard Country Singles Chart, and in 1982, this single reached number five on the Billboard Hot 100.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best,
you did, you did.
Girl, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. And maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. But you were always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
Frankie Valli will turn 90 on May 3rd. He was, of course, the frontman of the Four Seasons. They recorded 5 number one singles on the Billboard Hot 100, and Valli recorded 2 more number one songs as a solo artist. He is still touring and is, in fact, in the middle of a 32-concert tour. Here is one of his solo number one hits.
So close and yet so far. books from school, playing make believe you're married to me. You were fifth grade, I was sixth when we came to be. Walking home every day over Barnacott Bridge and Bay till we grew into me and you, who went our separate way. My
Robinson turned 84 on February 19th. He was the founder and frontman of the pioneering Motown vocal group, The Miracles. He left the group to focus on a solo career, and the hits kept on coming. Let's flash back to a number two solo hit in 1981 for Smokey Robinson.
Say, I don't care what they think of you.
Jones will be 84 on June 7th. He has sold over 100 million records with 19 top 40 hits in the U.S., including this number two hit from 1971.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. But she's never in the way. Always something nice to say. What a blessing. I could leave her on her own, knowing she's okay alone and there's no messing. She's a lady. No, oh, oh, she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. She never asks very much, and I don't refuse her. Always treat her with respect, I never would abuse her. What she's got is hard to find, and I don't want to lose her. Help me build a mountain from a little pile of clay. But she knows what I'm about. She can take what I dish out, and that's not easy. But she knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady.
Starr will turn 84 on July 7th. In addition to his Hall of Fame career with the Beatles, he has released 20 studio albums and 46 singles on his own, including this number one song from 1973.
But all I've got is a photograph, and I've
Dionne Warwick will turn 84 on December 12th. She is the second most charted female vocalist during the rock era. She is also one of the most charted vocalists of all time, with 56 of her singles making the Hot 100, including this number 4 hit from 1967.
The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. Oh, I'll comb in my hair now, and wondering what dress to wear now, I say a little prayer for you.
Forever, forever, you'll stay in my heart.
Run for the bus, dear. While riding, I think of us, dear. I say a little prayer for you. At work, I just take time, and all through my coffee break time, I say a little prayer for you.
Forever, forever, you stay in my heart.
Dylan will turn 83 on May 24th. He has been a major figure in popular culture over his 60-year career. Much of his celebrated work dates from the 1960s, when songs such as Blowin' in the Wind and The Times They Are A-Changin' became anthems for the civil rights and anti-war movements. He went on to record three of the most important and influential rock albums of the 1960s, Bringing It All Back Home, Highway 61 Revisited, and of course, Blonde on Blonde. All three of those albums were inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changin'. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. 'Cause the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changin'. senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall, for he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand, for the times they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a-changing.
Paul Simon will turn 83 on October 13th. His career has spanned six decades, and he is among the world's best-selling music artists. Simon has twice been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, once in 1990 as a member of Simon & Garfunkel, and again in 2001 for his solo career. He has been the recipient of 16 Grammy Awards, including three for Album of the Year.
Many's the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken, and certainly misused. Oh, but I'm all right, I'm all right, just weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright and bon vivant so far away from home. So far away from home. I don't know a soul who's not been battered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. Don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. Oh, but it's all right, it's all right, for we lived so well so long. Still, when I think of the road we're traveling on, what's gone wrong? I can't help it, I wonder what's gone wrong. And I dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly, and looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. I dreamed I was flying, and high up above, my eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea. And I dreamed I was flying. Well, we come on the ship they call the Mayflower. We come on the ship that sails the moon. We come in the ages most uncertain. turn out and sing an American tune. Oh, and it's all right. It's all right, it's all right. You can be forever blessed. Still, tomorrow's gonna be another working day. And I'm trying to get some rest. That's all I've tried, get some rest.
Paul McCartney will turn 82 on June 18th. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1988. As a member of the Beatles, and again as a solo artist in 1999. In 2009, Guinness World Records recognized McCartney as the most successful songwriter in rock history, having written or co-written 188 charted records in the United Kingdom, and in the US he has written or co-written 32 number one singles. So which song do I play? Because there's so many choices. How about this one? It was the first single to sell over 2 million copies in the UK and became that country's best-selling single of all time, even though it never charted in the US.
And much have I seen, dark distant mountains with valleys of green, as painted deserts, the sun sets on fire, as he carries me home to the Mull of Kintyre. Oh, mist rolling in from the sea, my desire is always to be here, oh, Mull of Kintyre. Tears in the rain still take me back where my memories remain, flickering
Brian Wilson will turn 82 on June 20th. In 1962, he became the first pop artist credited for writing, arranging, producing, and performing his own material, most of them with the Beach Boys. By the mid-1960s, he had written or co-written more than 24 U.S. Top 40 hits, including 4 number ones. Brian Wilson is widely regarded as one of the most innovative and significant songwriters of the 20th century, and he proved that in 1966 with this song, widely acclaimed as one of the finest and most important works of the rock era.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air,
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Two youngsters on the list, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, who will both turn 81 this year, Jagger on July 26th and Richards on December 18th. But hey, let's not forget Bill Wyman. The bassist who quit the Rolling Stones in 1992 will be 88 on October 24th, and all three of those kids played on this one in 1968. But hey, before I play it, peace, love, happiness, and anything else your hearts desire.